Shalom. We'll be talking tonight about the issue of the Torah said you're not allowed to have chometz in your house on Pesach, and you must be mevayer. You have to get rid of it before Pesach. There's two ways to get rid of it: either by thinking in your mind and acting as if it's not there, or that's called bitul, or that you burn it, you take it completely out of the world. And we will be talking about there's different shittas, if you're supposed to do both, or one of them, or what is it. The first Mishnah talks about bedika. The Mishnah says, Olar bosar bodkin es hachometz lor anir. The night before Pesach, that's the night of the 14th of Nisan, you check the chometz, you look for the chometz lor anir. That means you have to have the light of a candle. That's called looking for it. And because the light of the candle goes into the corners and into the cracks, they used to keep chometz in those days more than now. They used to keep all kinds of things in the walls. The walls were very thick. And before Pesach, you have to get rid of all the chometz that's in your possession. And the nair, the candle light, penetrates even in cracks. Kol mokum shein machnisin bo chometz ein tzorich bedika. You only have to check in places where usually you don't put chometz, you don't have to be bodek. So it's mashma in the Mishnah that chometz that you don't know about, that's hidden, you don't have to look for. You only have to look for chometz that usually you would find or usually you would use in such places. Rashi says, "Boid shlo yavor olav bebal yeroyo bebal yimotzi." The Isor is called lo yeroy lecho chometz. And lo imotze sor bevotechem. So we called in the whole Masechta Pesachim, for short, it's called bal yiroya u bal yimotze, not to be seen and not to be found, chometz. Rashi says the reason why you have to be bodek, that means you check the house, is kedei that you shouldn't be over on bal yiroya u bal yimotze. If you have chometz, you didn't check it, so you're over on the lav of bal yiroya u bal yimotze. You have chometz in your house. And when you check it, you'll find it, and you will get rid of it, which is biur, and therefore you won't be over on Bali Roya Bali Motzi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, why does Rashi say the reason of the Bedika is because of to get out of the love of Bali Roya Bali Motzi? Because Lari kibon de tzorich bitul kedama begimore abodek tzorich shevatel umidoraisa bebitul baal mesagi. So Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Daf Vav that whoever is bodek who checks the house, he still has to be mevatel the chometz. We'll see the Gemara in Daf Vav on the base. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, habodek tzorich shevatel. My time, why do you have to be mevatel? So the Gemara says, inei mishum pirurim, that you have to check for crumbs that are in the house, oloi chashivi. They're not choshev, so you're not over on Bal Yeroya Bal Yimotze, because they're bottom elam. The chitei mekimen de min tarlu agav beisei, that he's watching his house. And because he's watching his house, so the crumbs are being watched memele, so they're chashivi. So then the Gemara is from a braise that still, where it's mashma from Mishnah legabe maisris, if it's called hefker, if it's called gezel, it's mashma that's not called, doesn't give it a chashivus. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Gzere Shemo Yimtza Gluske Yofe." He'll find a nice piece of bread, Vidaita Iluya, and he'll think about it. He'll be machshiv that piece of bread. So Memele, because we're afraid, even though he was bodek his house and he got rid of all the chometz, but he might just happen to find a nice piece of bread that he missed by the bedika, and now they're during Pesach, and Daita Iluya will think about it, be machshiv it. And it'll be over on Bali Roya, Bali Motze. So then there's other kashas, and the Gemara will deal with that later. So Tosfos asks, since there's a takon that every bodek, even though he checked for the chometz, he still has to be mevato. And the Gemara says, because Shemoyim so gluski yofen, and I'll think about it, I'll be machshivit, midoraisa bebitul baal masagi. Midoraisa, it's enough with bitul. That means bitul would be enough to not be over on Bali Roya Bali Motze. So why did the Chachomim, Amai Tzrichu Chachomim B'dikah Klal, since the B'dikah is G'day not to be over on Bali Roya Bali Moti, in any way he's going to make a Bitul, so Mimele he won't be over, so why should he do a B'dikah? Let him do straight away a Bitul. And then Tosfos could have asked, even though Tosfos is Meramis to the Gemara, there's a Gemara in Daf Daled Omid Beis, the Gemara says that Noshim or Nehemon to say that the house is boduk, that the house was checked from chometz, and you don't have to be check it again. So the Gemara says, "Komash melon kimel de bedikas chometz midorabbanon hu bedikas chometz is midorabbanon de midoraisa bebitul baalme sagilu midoraisa it's enough bitul baalme emnu rabbanon bederabbanon the rabbanon were mam in a isha in a din the rabbanon of being boduk." So the Tosfos could have asked from here that it says midoraisa bitul is enough. So why should the chachamim? So bitul is enough to not be over on Bali Roy. So why should you need bedikah? Only one. It could be without this that Tosfos couldn't ask from here, because then we would say that since the rabbanon were mesakin bedikah, which is kolol dior, so you don't need that bitul. So that's instead of the bitul. The chachamim made a takana instead of dushadu bior. But since the Gemara says that avavam at base, which we read before, that even though you're bodik, you still have to be mevatos, that means the Chachomim added bedikah, they didn't do it in place of the bitul. So if so, Tosfos is asking Rashi, why do you need bedikah at all? Let it be enough to have bitul. So the Rav of the Mishnayos says like this. It's apparently to answer, to say pshat in what Rashi's shita is. Right in the beginning, he says boitkin. So some say kadesh lo yavrol of bali roi bali motzi. So then he asks, afal gab de bebitul bal mesagi, the bitul is enough. So why do you need bedikah? Shemo imtza gluska yifeif yolech al bitulo, v'yachshav olo lo ochlo, v'yavrol of bali roi bali motzi. So that's why you're bodek chometz kadeh levaro min ha'olam. So he says in Rashi's Shita that you might find a gluski offer, and then you will go back on your bitul. You were mevatol the chometz, and now you see a gluski offer, so you're having charota from your bitul. So if you have from your bitul, so memeli you'll be over on Bali Roy. So that's why the chacham were mesakin bedika that you should check it out, and then we're not choshesh. Probably you won't find the gluski offer. And the Tosfos Yontev adds on that, Kloimar, the Kemoshe bebitul baal medainu belev, sheyachshev belibo kilu ofor sagi bekach, afal pish loitzi besfos of klu, machnami bemachshove baal me, choyzer mi bituloi bezoiche bo, de machshove mevateles machshove. Says Rabbein Ovadye, and the Rav, that since you're mevato belev, bemachshove it's enough, so bemachshove, when you have charota from it, so machshove is mevato machshove, just like dibur is mevato dibur. Rashash asks on the Rav, L'chura ikar divei Rav tomua, because the Gemara says, the bebitul ozlo lochshash de gluske, v'gam da'achar b'dike ikhichshosh de gluske. That means he's asking that the Gemara we read in Da'av Vomit Beis, the Gemara says, since there's a chshash after b'dike, you might find the gluske yofe, so therefore you're mevatol the chometz, and then there's no chshash, even if you'll find the gluske yofe, still the bitul will help that you're not over on Bal Yeroi. So he asks, why does the Rav say that if we would only have bitul without bedikah, so you might have charota from your bitul? But the Gemara says that bitul is enough against the chash of gluski yofer. So bitul should be enough. If we would say like the Rav says, so what did the Gemara help? The Gemara said, shemayim to gluski yofer. And you that's why you do bitul. But if you do bitul, you find a gluski yofer, you might have charota in your bitul. So what does that help? So Stipler of the Kilos Yaakov says that the daite of the Gemara and the charota, what the Rav is talking about, is two different things. The Rav is talking about if we would have bitul without bedikah, we would go lefida d'oraisa and would just make a bitul and no bedikah. So we have achshash that if he finds a gluski yofe, he might have charota from his bitul, which means not that he wants to eat it now. to have charota from his bito that he made it like ofor, and Rashi holds there in daf dalad omid beis that tashbisu means to make it into ofor. That bitul is ofor. We'll read the Rashi. Rashi says, daf dalad omid beis bebitul baalme. It's not tevaru, it's not to be mevayer. And then Tosfos asks on him in Daf Dalad Amud Beis. Tosfos asks on Rashi. Rashi says that because it says tashbisu, it's just no balma b'machshava. You make it into offer. Because in the read, I ashbosa av ovehi v'loy bitul. It means to burn it. The word tashbisu means to burn it. That means Rabbi Akiva is trying to learn out that Bior Chometz is on Erev Pesach, that Tashbisu is Erev Pesach, because Tashbisu is Avora, and Avora means to burn a fire, and it's Av Melocha. So it has to be before Pesach. The Tashbisu, I'm going to look at one Me'achileg, Shu Mishay Shoy Sulamalo. If you say Tashbisu is Bitul, and the Gemara says it means Mishay Shoy Sulamalo, so it wouldn't help Bitul. Voy Mari, the Midoraisa Bebitul, Baal Mesagi, Mitam, the Meacha Shebitlo Yavi Hefka, Vyoto Meroshusoi, Umuto, Midiko Amrinan Avalatoroya Shalachere Mishal Govoya, Voda Amrinan Benedori Mefka Bifnesh, Loja Midoraisa in Sorich. So this was learned that Bitul means Hefka. Once it's Hefker, it's Shalcho Yatoroya, Valatoroya Shalachere Mishal Govoya. That's why Bitul helps. That means Bitul, you don't need a posik for it if it's Hefker, if it's not yours. So it's Nichlal in the posik, Shalcho Yatoroya. You're allowed to see Shalacherim. It's not yours, it's Shal Hefker. But Rashi learns that Tashbisu is that you're Mevatel, it is as if you're making it into offer. So therefore, the Kilos Yaakov says that if you would have only Bitul without Bedika, you would go Lefi the Doraisa of Tashbisu, that's Bitul. So a person would have charota from his bitul that he made it into offer, and he'll think that after Pesach he will eat it. So that's the kind of bitul that we're choshesh, that if he'll think that he wants to eat it after Pesach, so he's machshivit. So Merele is over on Bali Roy and Bali Motze, because again it's bottle the bitul, and it's not into offer. It's again like a shem lechem. But the Gemara is talking that once the chachomim. So what did the chachomim do? They were mesaken to do a bedika, and the bedika means that you're mevayer it min ha'olam and you burn it. So memela, then the Gemara says, beseder, you do a bedika and you're mevayer from the world. But what happens if you find a gluska yofe? You'll find a gluska yofe, and v'daita iluya doesn't mean that he will think of it, that he wants to eat it after Pesach, because he's osik to be mevayer it. Since he was mevayer before Pesach, so during Pesach also he'll be mevayer it. Only v'daita iluya, like Rashi says, chashuvay be'enov. In Daf Vav Amud Beis, Chashuva Ibeinov, the Chos Alei Lesorfo. That means for a minute, for a split second, he'll find it and he'll think, "Oh, it's not Chaval that I have to go and burn it." So it won't be Umashav Gaechod. He'll save it for 1 minute before he comes back to his senses and he knows that he has to burn it. So if he's only osik and burning it and being mevayer, so the minute he finds it, he has to burn it. And if he waits a minute, rega echot, so he's over on bal yiroi. But if he once was mevatel it, so he's mevatel it, he made it into offer. So memele is not over, even if he waits a minute with the beer, because banish, what did he find? He found a gluska that really is called offer. And the Loshna Ritvo is, when he's talking about this bitul of Rashi, that it's called offer, the Ritvo says, Bloshna bitul goyim kol chamir edik beirshusi delo yadana bei levi bot choshuv kafre daare chenu biyerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says that you make it like afra. Yireish do delo yavar alei lachar bitul mishum desu leke alai uteras lechem. It's kilu you're mevatelit from the shem lechem. You're mevatelit and you made it into offer. There's such a gemara in later parokim. That's called kupasor sheichdol yeshiva. That's a piece of dough, and you made it into a stool. You're miyached it, you set it aside, that you'll use it to sit on it. So the Gemara says, Kupas Arshir Toli Yeshiva. Some say you have to even put teeth on it, that it should look like a chair, it shouldn't look like bread. But some say that you don't need the dafka put on it, just bottle from Torah's lechem. So the same thing here, we're saying that it's bottle from Torah's lechem, is bottle from Torah's ofra. Adke dekach v'chazonish, and Siman Kuf Tezayin says that a kupas or shichtol yeshiva, and then let's say you had charot and you make it, machshiv it again into bread, into chometz. So it could be, let's say if it was tevel, it could be, it would be potter min ha-maisros, it's like lechem that fell min ha-shomayim. That's what his sofek is. While koponim, you see that it's, we're machshivit, once you're machshivit into offering, you're machshivit that it doesn't have a shem lechem, so it really is as if it's not lechem. I would think maybe there's a mokum here to go into another inyan. If we say lefi Rashi that bitul is tashbisu, is that you make it into offer, and the Kilaf Yaakov says that if you would do that in the beginning, it could be you would have daite luya, you would have charota from the bitul, and machshivit again, that it's not called offer, for when? He says that you're machshivit for iftar Pesach. So Bemis, everybody who is mevatel chometz, he knows that iftar Pesach he might use it. So every bitul is as if you're saying that iftar Pesach will use it. So where's the real charota to the bitul? Chutz from that, the Marik says, in Tshuva Kuf Mem Beis, he says that bitul is mashvayu ke'ofar, and it's dome to the sugi and suke, daf daled or medalef, that it says tevenu bitloi, that it's called bitul. If you had a suke gavoya me'esrim amo, and you filled it with teven to make it less than esrim amo from the floor of the teven till the schach, so then it's kosher. Why? Because tevenu bitloi, you're mevatalet, and you made it into offer lefi the marik. So it's called the kosher sukkah. We talked about it a few shiurim ago when we talked on Erev in Dafa and Ches. So if the Marik says that the bitul of offer of chometz is like domet to the sugi of bitul of teven and the sukkah, if so, by the sugi of sukkah there's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says that your mevata of the teven for shiva yomim is enough to be called a bitul, and the sukkah is kosher. The Ritva holds there that you have to be mevato et loilam. It's not enough that you're mevato only l'shiva yom. You would think that you're mevato et forever. Then, it's a kosher sukkah, it's not called temporary. L'fi that, l'fi Rashi, that he says l'shiva yomim is enough of a bitul. And we say l'fi the marik that it's called offer for shiva yomim. So if so, l'gabe chometz also. You're mevato the chometz on Pesach for shiva yomim, and you made it into offer, so mali that afterwards it won't be offer. Let it be considered offer for shiva yom. Be'emes, there's a Rashi, we brought it in the shir and in Erevin. Rashi and Erevin doesn't say that he makes it into offer. Rashi says, ve'oimer, de'ein ani mefaneu, something like that. I'm not going to take it away from here. So could be Rashi doesn't hold that his mamish makes it into offer like the bitul of chometz. It could be it's enough that he says he's not going to take it away, and that makes it into a kvius on the spot. But according to the Marik, if we would be Metzarif, the Inyan of Rashi here, so then it would be a Inyan to go into. Is it enough bitul for Shiva Yomi? But that's all according to the Kilos Yaakov, that he says that we're talking about a bitul that'll be Mecharot on the bitul that'll want it for Iftar Pesach. The Ran says, the Ran at the beginning of Pesachim here says, brings down the Rashi that it's today not to be bedikas today not to be over on Bali Roy. Then he goes into the Indian, do we need bedika or do we need bitul or are both middle rice? So he says, Alainu time mishum dinihi demai davi birshuse dinish loy motzi mafka leki agavne chomet shayni levsheinu birshuse shalodo ala shasoya kosuv kilu birshuse. שמוכי בגלוי דיית הבעלמא, זה לא הניח אלי דלבי זכוסי בגבי כלל סגי. מה אני אפילו לחומץ ידוע? He says that since it's really not ברשוסו של אודם, it's איסוריה, no, only the Torah put it into his רשוס כדי to be over. So, just for that, that the Torah put it into his רשוס, it's enough a גילוי דעת to make it into Hefker. And that's why he says, Tosfos learns this Hefker. So there's a few kashas on Tosfos. First of all, you need Hefker b'fnei shlosho. Also, b'machshove, how does it help? Belave, the Gemara says, bitul belave. Also, lefi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Dorim that every hefker is not doesn't go out of the reshus of the bialim that's matkered until somebody is zocher in it. So if so, by chometz it didn't go out of his reshus, so why should it be lefir of Yossi? Why should it be that he shouldn't be over on Bali Roy if it didn't go out of his reshus? So he said, in this kind of hefker, it does go out of his reshus, because really it should not be in his reshus. Only the Torah put it in his reshus. So memele, for that it's enough belay. And he says that that's also in Rashi would be. That means that's in Tosfos, and then he's mamshich, and he says that kachu ikron shel dvorim, that the Torah says tashbisu yochol is kain bechot mishnei dvorim, one of two things. Oy sheivato belay beliboy kol chametz sheish bereshusoy. It's kilo he took it in his mind, he took it out of his reshus. That means either you're mevatar et belev and you think in your mind as if you took it out of your reshus, as if it doesn't belong to you, as if it's off, or as if it's not yours. Or if you don't do that, so you bodik it and you're mevire it. So then he says, but since it's Tole and Das B'nei Odom, Elo Mipnei She'Bitul Zeh Tole B'machshavton Shel B'nei Odom, Vein Deyoseh and Shobos, not everybody could come to the point, could bring his mind to the point that it really means that it's Boto and it's not his. Vein Deyoseh and Shobos, V'efshar She'okelu B'kach V'lo Yitziyud B'libon M'gal L'gamri, that it won't be a complete Bito, it won't be a complete set of mind that it's not yours. Or you're afraid that maybe it will be in his house and he might come to eat it. So Memela Bitol were afraid that it wouldn't be enough. So Memela the Chachomer goes there that you need also Bedika. So once you have Bedika, so why do you need Bitol? So the Ran later says that it's a chash. Like the Gemara says, if you're a boydik, maybe you'll find a gluski off and daito iluya not to be mevired for a reg guy. You have bitul also. So the two together, bitul and bedika, would be enough to get rid of the love, to not have the love of baliroya balimot. There's a kasha that's in a lot of achronim on Rashi. The kasha is in Rebbe Elchanan, Kevet Shurim. In Rebbe Avramsky, Chazon Yecheskel, he's Ma'arich, and if the Gemara says that Dalet, Omud Aleph, Bo Minei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It was a Shaila. Amasker Bais Lachavir Bar Bos, or Al Milivdek. Somebody rents out his house to somebody for the 14th, that means starting from Erev Pesach, from Yudalet, so who has to be Boitik? Al Amasker Livdek de Chamir Edideu, is it the Chiyuv of the Masker, the one who rents out the house, the balabos of the house, to be boidik because it's his chometz? If there's chometz left, it's his chometz. He's hiring it out, he's renting it out from the yudalit. That means all the chometz that's left is from before, it's from the masker. So he has to be boidik because it's his chometz. Oidil me'ala soichar livdik. Or maybe the chiyuv is on the soichar. The soichar has to be boidik. Why? The isura b'rshusikoy. The isur is now in his rishus. He rented the house, and the chometz is in his reshus, so mele he has to get rid of it. Rashi says, "Chamira didayu achometz shebebayis shaloyu yoshusei koi shariato abayis shaloy." So the shaila is like this: Lufi Tosfos, Tosfos says in the beginning, as opposed to Rashi, that the bedika is because you shouldn't be over on bali roy bali motzei. So Tosfos says, no, the din of bedika is kedei that he shouldn't come to eat it. If you're only mevatel, so it could be he'll find chometz in his house, and he might forget, and he might eat it. And because chometz is something that people are used to eating the whole year, lo b'deli in shemineh, so the chachomim made a gzera that you should get rid of it from your house, even though you won't be over on Bali Roy, but you might come to eat it. Or because it's a yisur chomer, of course, so the chachomim were machmir. Kopanim tosu shite shlo yovo lo ochlo. So lefi tosus, it might be easier to learn the Gemara, the tzad, that the soicher has to be boidek, because the soicher might find this gluske yofa and he might eat it. Shema yofa lochlo. Apparently, we're not choishish that he won't eat it because it's not his, it's of the masker. But because shema yofa lochlo, so that the lefi tosus, we can understand that it might be a chiyuv on the soicher, because the whole din bedikah is they not to eat it, and the one who's there is the soicher. But Lefi Rashi, then he says the chash is because the din bedika is only kedei not to be ever on bali roya bali motze. So by the din of soicher umaskir, the maskir is over on bali roya because it's his chomet. But the soicher, it's not his chomet. And shalacherim, you're allowed to see it's not. You're not over on chomet shalacherim. So why should the soicher be mechuyev to be bedik? He's not going to be over on bali roya even if he's not bedik. Lefi Rashi, we need to know pshat in the Gemara. So Abramsky brings the Shulchan Aruch in Tof Mem Gimel Sif Beis Yisroel Shehoyo Biyodri Chameitzei Shel Yisroel Asher Bepikodon. A Yisroel has in his house a Pikodon of a different Yisroel of a Yid Yakvenu Ad Shor Chamishis. You hold them in your house till the fifth hour, that means the 4 hours of Erev Pesach, when you're still allowed to keep Chomet. V'im Lo Yibo Be'olov, if the owner doesn't come to take it from him, so Yimkarenu Legoy, you sell to Goy. Why? Because the owner is going to lose it. It's going to be a hefset for himself. Hashavas Aveda, the Mogen Avraham says, you have to sell to Goy. Dim loy mochoy, chayv levaroy bizman isuri, afilu menu chayv bachoyus, you're mechuyev, kidei to save the yid from Bali Roya to burn it. So the Mogen Avraham says, enu chayv bachoyus, you have a gav du enu yoyver, all of the yid that's holding the pikod and the shomer is not over on it, mikom kam yivarenu, shlo yavu all of hamaskid, that the mafkid shouldn't be over on it because it's his chometz. Rabbi gav defsho shamafkid mocher legoy b'inyan shlo yavur olav. It could be the mafkid sold it, so why do you have to take care of it? Mikol mekam ein sofek moitzi midei vada v'shem aloi mochoi l'ficho chayim levaya. So the Morgan Avram says, but still it's a sofek. It's vada that the chometz is here, a sofek if he sold it and he got rid of it. So you have to take care of that chometz today, to not that the mafkid shouldn't be over. And then he says, "V'nir danif katchayv l'shalem d'me'a pikodon l'mafkid," because you're able to save somebody's pikodon and you didn't save it, so it's like a pshia in the shmira. So midine shomrim, he has to pay if he didn't take care of the chometz. The Gros says here, "Im loy mochroy." It says in the Shulchan Aruch, "Im loy mochroy chayv levaroy bizman isuroy." That the Shulchan Aruch learned it, Mimashom Ar Heyomet Beis, Avala Toroya Shalacherim. Says in Daf Heyomet Beis, Shalchoya Toroya, Avala Toroya Shalacherim Shalgoboya.
So he says, Ein Rashi Shom Shepirin Shalacherim, Eino Yehudi.
So Rashi says, The need because of Lecho, Mashma Mino Shalchoya Toroya, Avala Toroya Begvulin Shelacherim kegoin. Rashi says, "What's called shelacherim?" He could have just said, "Not yours if you don't own it." And he says, "Kegoin nochri b'shel gavoya goy or of hektish miknisham lebedek habayis." He gives two examples. Shelacherim means of a goy, or if he was maktish lebedek habayis. Mashma the b'shel Yisrael also midle ka'oma. So that's one reason. And the Gros says also because it says, it's mashma that a yid's chometz is also to keep in your house. It should say shelchoya toroya, but she'ena shelchoya toroya. Why does it say shelachirim and Rashi says shelgoy b'shel hekdesh? Veikim neshom b'shel veikim elachrayus. And without achrayus, that means a goy is without achrayus. You could keep if you have achrayus on it, you're a chiyuv shomer. So then you do have a chiyuv. And you're over on Bali Roy. But if you didn't keep Mekabah Christ, a Goyz is Mutar. But a Yid, even if you weren't Mekabah Christ, you would be over. Mechen Shom Vobo Medalev. It says in that Vobo Medalev, Chameitzoy Shel Goy Oise. So it says here, Om Vomar Aviud Omar Av, Chameitzoy Shel Nochri Oise Loi Mechitza Asorot Vochim Mishum Heka. Im Shalek Neshu Enoi Tzorich. My time is Mizdol Medili in Shimine. Rashi says, "Chametz shalochi amufkad etzloi v'loy kibel olav achrayus demutol lishoyte goyz." And he wasn't mekabel achrayus. You're allowed to keep its mashma. That if it's a yid, and you even if you weren't mekabel achrayus, it's also to be mashir bayim. Mashma de b'Yisrael torch levayim v'loy kebach v'mogen Avrom. Not like the bach and the mogen Avrom. We read the mogen Avrom that he says that the nifkad is not over on bali roya. The Gros says that Rashi holds that the nifkad is over on bali roya. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Tav Mem Gimel. B'da'as Hagro, v'yesh olav chiyuv min ha'toyro levaya, af shachometz eino sheloi, kivon shachometz bebeisoi, v'hu shel Yisroel. V'chein da'as Hatzlach u'beis Meir ayin shom. That's in Tov Mem Gimel, Sifkot Yudalet, and the Shara Tzion says on that in Sifkot Nechof, Umotasi Kedvorov Beedia be Baal Alochis Gedolos, Ubeilchis Oritz Geus, Ukulosh Nashas Bob Kamet Sadikres, the Kol Metsubin Olav Levar, it says Chomets on Erev Pesach, Hakol Metsubin Olav Levar, that means everyone has to be Mevar, even somebody that's not his, but it's in his house, he also has to be Mevar. So he brings that Rishonim hold like the Gro, and Rashi, the Gro says that Rashi holds like that. So Memele, if Rashi holds that Chomet Shel Yisrael, but Beis Yisrael, even without a Chrais, it's just a Bikodin Da'alme. He's over on Bal Yeroer. Memele, we can understand the Gemara of Seichel Maskir, that the Maskir is over on Bal Yeroer because it's his. But the Seichel, why is he at Mechuyev to be Boidek? The Gemara says, it's in his Rishus. So what's it in his Rishus? So he's over on Bali Roy. So the Maskir is over on Bali Roy and the Seicher is over on Bali Roy and the same piece of Chometz. So it could be the Chiyuv B'dikas on the Maskir because it's his, and it could be the Chiyuv on the Seicher because he's in the house and it's Birshusei, so maybe he should be Boidek. And that means this. We have to add on that the Seicher has to be Choshish, that maybe the Masker wasn't Mevatel. That's what Rabbi Avramsky says, that maybe the Masker wasn't, if the Masker was Mevatel, so Memele, there's no Choshish. But if we were Choshish, maybe the Masker wasn't Mevatel, so Memele, the Seicher would be over, so it could be the Seicher has a Chiyuv B'dika. I would say here, a Sofik, if we say like the Gros, that the Yisroel, because Yisroel Bebeis Yisroel is over on Bali Yeroeh, so if it's not his, why is he over? So Mestome the Pshat is just like by the owner of Chometz, we say Shnei Dvorim Einom Birshus Shalodom, and the Torah put it into his Rishus to be over on Bali Yeroeh. I would imagine that Chometz Shel Yisroel, that's a Pikodin by somebody, is also, it's Einom Birshus, but the Torah put it into his Rishus to be over on Bali Yeroeh. So what's the din? Could he be Mevatel or not? Do you need to be mamish, the owner of the Chometz Kedei, to be Mevatel? Or the Seicher, since he has a Bali Roeh, the Torah put it into his Rishus for Pesach, so maybe he could be Mevatel. So if we say Bitul is Hefker, like Tosfos says, Mestome can't be Mevatel, because not his to be Mafker. Also we could think, maybe since the Torah is going to put it into his Rishus, he could be Mistalek from it before. But Pashtus, he wouldn't be able to be Mevatel. But if we say Lefi Rashi, that bitul is mitam, that to be mevatel and make it kafra, so maybe the socher also could make it into afra, and he would be mevatel. I understand from Rabbi Avramsky that he said that the we are choshish, the socher should be choshish. Maybe the masker wasn't mevatel it. It's mashma that the socher can't be mevatel it. Also, I would say, if there's a tzad, if we say the socher can't be mevatel it because it's not his, if so, we could go back to the Rashi in the Mishnah. Why did Rashi say that you need a bedika because you might be over on Bali Roy and Bali Motze, but anyway, he has to be mevatel, and if he's mevatel, he won't be over, so you don't need a bedika anymore. But here we have a chetimtze. We have a case where bitul won't help and bedika will help. Why? Because it's Chometz Shel Yisroel, that's a pikodin, and he's not the owner, so in this side that we can't be mevatel because he's not the bala boss, he's not the owner. So memele bitul won't help, but bedika will help. So Rashi says that the chachomim were mesakin bedika, since there are such cases where bitul won't help, so you can't rely on bitul by itself. He'll be mevatel, won't help. So remember, they were mesakin that everyone should be boidek. There's a Shagas Arye in Simen Ayin Zayin that he also talks about it, if there's such a thing as chometz that it doesn't help bitul and it helps only bedike. But I think he's talking only lefi the shita that that hashbisu bitul is hefker. And if it's hefker, so he says there's chometz, that's a pikodne, kabbalah chorayis, that you can't be mevatel, you can only be bedika. But it could be lefi Rashi that you're mashvik afra, it could be a tzad that mashvik afra, also the seicher could do it, he's machshivit kofor, and it's and memele shouldn't be over, why not? But we said that if there's a tzad that he can't be mevatel, he can't be machshiv lofor, so memele would be good, the Rashi and the Mishnah. One more Raya, Rabbi Avramsky brings this Rashi, and Daf Mem Vov, to say that Rashi holds that Chomet Shel Yisrael, that's a Bikotin in the hands of Yisrael, you're over on Bali Roh Bali Motze. The Shomer is over on Bali Roh Bali Motze, even though he has no Achrayus on it. It's in his house. Without Shmira, he's also over. The Mishnah says in Daf Mem Vov on Medalev, Ketzad Mafrishin Chalo Betume Biyomtev, if there's, you've made a dough on Yontov on Pesach, and you have to take off challah. If the challah is tor, you'll bake it and give it to a kohen. But if it's tomei, so you can't give it to a kohen, and you'll leave it, it'll become chometz. So how do you mafresh it? You can't leave chometz in your house. So ben b'seiro and martato, but then you put it in cold water, and then it stops it from being chometz. This kind of chometz is not the kind of chometz that you're over on Bali Roh Bali Motzi. Why? Because it's kodosh b'kedushas challah, and it doesn't belong to you, and you didn't give it to a kohen. So it's in no one's reshus. Rashi says, "Kedem mefarish b'gemore, dilabdi deyu la'achal shekoro le'shem." After he called the name of challah on this piece of dough, so it's not his. The krok see if it says in the pasuk shelcho yatoroya v'zeh eino shelcho. You can't see your chometz. B'zeh, this piece of challah, eino shelcho, v'loy shel chavercho. It's not yours and it's not your friends. It's not somebody else's. Tachati loy mote liad koyen. So it's mashma and Rashi that if it would be shel chavercho, it would be over on Bali Roh and Bali Motze. So you see another Rashi that says the same thing like what the Gros says. Also, in the Gemara and Daf Dalet, where we said pshat, in the Inyan of Masker and Socher, the Gemara says, Araya from Masker, Bais Lachaveroi, Ala Seicha, Ala Asis, Loi Mezuzah, Hosam, Omer, Mishalshie, Mezuzah, Choy Vasadori, Hochemai. That means, the Gemara wanted to bring Araya from Mezuzah, that the Socher is Mechuyiv to do a Mezuzah, so Memela, all mitzvahs, like Mitikas Chomets, the Socher has to do, so Gemara says, no, there the mitzvah is on the door, but because he lives there, he's the one who's getting the Shmirah. But other mitzvahs, it could be it's mechuyav only the masker. So Rashi says, "Choy basador lefishim mishamaltoi v'ksiv beischo biosho nichnas v'yoytzim bo." Avalocha b'dikas chometz derabona. B'dikas chometz is midrabona. Dimishum baliroy balimotzei omer lekamon desagilei bebitul ba'amos. So Rashi himself says that because of baliroy is enough bitul, and b'dik is only midrabona. So you have to say Pshat and Rashi, that what he says, that not to be over on Bali Roy, where you would be over, that Pnei Yeshua, I think learns like that, where you would be over on Bali Roy, that the Chachomim were mezaken as if you were over on Bali Roy to make a bedika. While Koponim Rashi says, there's the Rashi that he says Mefuris, that he's making like offer. Bomar kol chamira de bebeis odin. Rabbonanu datsuch bedike. Vashtek agabna mi boilan toirach zel mi mutav. So Rashi says that by mezuzah is a doraisa and it's chevas ador. But hocha b'dikas chometz is derabonon. Because if it would be a doraisa of Bali Roh Bali Motze, it's mashma from Rashi because it's a derabonon, so we don't know who the rabbonon did the chiyuv on the masker of the seichel. But mashma, if it would be a doraisa, what would be the din? It could be it's mashma from Rashi that it would be on the seichel. That's the story chiyuv in this Rashi. What the Ran says that since the chometz is banned, shouldn't be berushus. Only the Torah put it into his rishus kedei to be over. Shnei dvarim enam berushus shalodom. Basan akosu kilu ein berushus chometz mishei shoyis olamalo. And that's why the Ram says lefishitas toisves that hefker helps be even belave and even not fishnei shloisha because it's not such a strong bailus. So memela hefker helps even bevachshove. So the Prima Godim says. Yotzolonu Adin, the Prima Godim is in Simen Tov Lamed Aleph. In Seif Cotton Bays and Eishel Avrom. The Prima Godim says, according to the Ram, Yotzolonu Adin, Misha Osal Nechosov Olav Ba'anoe, Vachakach Ifkirom Belev. Somebody made an editor, he was Asard his own Nechosim Ba'anoe, and then he was Matkirit Belev. Uboach El Bezocho Bohem, Ein Acher Yocholotzim Mimenu, Diki Agavne Delav Momen Gomoru. So you can't take it out from the one who was Zoicha because it's not Momen Gomer because he was Oser et Bano. Since it's Isur Ano, it's really not so much as Momen. Habek Chometz, Ubelev Efker Ma'aniko Omor. Just like by Chometz we say that since it's Isur Ano, it's not so much his Memela Efker Belev helps. So Isur Ano of Neder also, he says, would be called
that it's not so much his, and a hefker belev would help. So if it was mafker belev, and somebody came and took it, he can't take it back from him. So chidush la'alocha, even not on Pesach. The Ramban says, when he's talking about Rashi and Tosfos, so he says that chometz, since a person was misyayish from it, constantly what is. He says, near Nadvoim, Shabito Belevu, and he doesn't have to be Moitzi Bisposo. And he says, every Yush, Eino the Moiva al Chomet Shaloisho, Roitze Bikyumo Vedaito Yolo, Honis Yaish Mimeno, Venosan Daito Shaino, Roitze Machmas Isuro, Vloyene Beloilom, Eino Yoiva. He says, Moshe, the moment Aveda, Kibben Shenis Yaish Mimeno Belibo, Yosome Oshuso, Bachalach Zoicha Boykonoi, so chometz also bismano momen avudu mibaylim, just like aveda which is momen avud. So yush helps to take it out of his reshus, and anybody can be zeicher. So the same thing chometz. Chometz is momen avud from the baylim; he can't use it. We also mel shus and be yush. Ainu shemo imtzav gluske yifeviyad the daiter alek lema shere daiter mitchilav loitzia midaiter. So the Ramban learns lefi that a gluske yifeviyad maybe never put it out of his mind. And he says, Rashi says that Masha is a filorega. Then the Ramban says, Nimtzei Zoymo Shloisha Minei Biore, Shomro Toiro. There's three dargis in Biore. One, the first darge is Biore Mino Oilom, like Sreifa or Ibud Legamre, that's the best. Zeu Meule Shebuen. Bitloi Bedibo Bilvad Nami Yotso, Shavze Yotso Mitoiras Chomets, Kimen Shuroitze Linuk Boiso Shebuen, Veino Roitze Bekiyumoi, Vuroyo Yotso Keofo Sheino Roy Lachile. So since he counts it as offer, he's machshiv it just like offer, and he's not roitzeh b'kiyumoy, so it's also yoitzeh by mitzvahs bir. And if kiloi nami yotzeh, the third argument is if it was mafker kvishita se Yerushalmi dvoi karina b'lechot. And that's all midor rice. On midivrei sovrim, midor abon, and you have to be mevayr legamri, because you might come to eat it. So you have to have bedika and be mevayr, and also you need bitul. And at the end of the Ramban, he mentions something like what it says in the Rav. He says, "V'koshken chometz shein bituloi mitzchila lo bedaitoi shelo rotsa bekiyumoi. V'chol shechozal v'nosan daitoi olof oivarutz." He also mentions such a din that you might have charota from the bito and be over on it. Also in the lashon of the Zorua which we brought, he says, "Moide shlochu shemo yimtza gluske yofe achal sheish shois v'yevatel bituloi." He says that when you find a gluske yofa, you will be mevata or your bitul. So you see, like the Rav says, that there's such a chash that on a day gluske yofa, you might have charota from your bitul, which is like the Rav says in Rashi. Then there's the shit of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mitzvah says, Minatoiro lashbis achomets kredem zman ito achilosoi, shenema bayom orishon tashbisu somi botechem. מפי השמואל לומדו שרישן זהו יום ארבעה עשר וראי לדובו זה מה שקושב בתורה it says in the Torah not to be שוחט פסח when there's chometz in your house and the שחיטה של פסח is the יום ארבעה עשר בניסנח החצוס so it's a mitzvah to be משביס the chometz before the זמן החילוסר which is משמן the לשון הרמב"ם that you're over on that you're מקיים the mitzvah says of תשביסו by not having chometz before Pesach ומה יש בוסו זו אמור בתוירוי שיבט לוי בליבוי ויחשו בויסוי כאופו that you're מבטו in your life and you count it as offer ויוסים בליבוי שאין ברשוסוי חומץ כלל ושכל חומץ שברשוסוי הרי הוא כאופו וכדובו שאין בוי צורך כלל so the Rambam says מפורש that you have to מחשיב את לאוף כאופו and as if it, you don't have any need for it, it's as if dirt, you don't have no need. And the Divrei Sofrim, you have to be mechapis achar chometz everywhere. The Kesef Mishnah there brings the Girsa and the Rambam, not like we've read now the Rambam, and the Girsa was, Amai yashbos ozu amoro batoiro shiyose achometz hayodua lo mirshutoi, sheino yodua yivat lo yibeliba yviyosi moiso keofo. So it's mechalek, Levidus Girsa and the Rambam, that chometz hayodua, that he knows he has chometz, you have to be mevayer and it doesn't help bitul. And chometz sheinu yodua, it's enough to do bitul. So it comes out lefi this Girsa and the Rambam, they need both bitul and bedika. Bedika you need for chometz that you know about. You'll find it and you'll take it and be mevayer. For eino yodua, you might have hidden somewhere you don't know about it. So for that you need bitul. Then he goes through there's a few Gemaras. He brings that there's a Gemara not like that, because the Gemara says, "Yesh lo yashiv nuskos." He says, because the Gemara says in Daf Vav, "Om Rab Yehuda, boy dek tzor shevatem zir shem im toglus ki yofa v'day teiluya." The Pari, the Gemara asks, "Chibash kachas lo levatlo," and that Gemara in Daf Vav on the base, the Gemara asks, but when he finds the gluska, let him be mevatel it right away. And that's the Gemara says, they can't be mevatel bismano isa. Bim isa, demidoraisa, boy, biol the chomet yodua. Demidoraisa, it doesn't help bito. By chomet yodua that you find, you see it in your hand, it doesn't help bito, it only helps bedika. So, why does the Gemara ask that you should be mevatel? You can't be mevatel chomet yodua. It has to be that you're boydek it. So the Kesemishnah says from that Gemara is mashma that bitul helps for chometz yodua. Why does the Gemara say b'chi mashkachas lo livatlo? So therefore he says that the Girsa is different. The Girsa is like we have in the Rambam, that the whole din of bitul, the din of bitul helps for chometz yodua, as well as Chomet Sheino Yodua. There's another Rambam in Yochas Brochus, in the end of Yochas Brochus, Perek Yud Aleph, Halochet Tesvot. It's talking about when you make Brochus on Mitzvahs. It says, not Alas Alulav Mevorech Alnitil Alas Alulav. That's a sugi later in Daf Zayin. Which Mitzvahs do you say Alnitil Alas Alulav, or which one do you say Lito Alulav? Like Alnitil Alas Yodayim, or we say Lik Boya Mezuzah. Some you do Le, and some you do Al. So he says, if you took the lulav already in your hand, so you say, al netilas lulav. Shekivon shegibia yotze, yedei chivosa. You already were yotze. But once you're yotze, so you say, al netilas lulav. Shem said, there is a netilas lulav. If you say, lito lulav, that means, I'm going to do it before you're yotze. Avon embirech koidem sheitoi, mevorech lito lulav. Kemoi leishin basuka. And the Rambam shita by sukkah is that you're mevorech before you sit down, before you go into the sukkah. You're mevarich leishiv basuka, because if you sat already, you already yotze the sitting. Kol zman, the Rambam says in Yochas Sukkah Perek Vov Aloch Yud Beis. Kol zman sheikonis leishiv basuka kol shivam borich koydem sheyeshiv. Asher kedushonu b'mitzvayis v'tzvanu leishiv basuka. Mashma from this time, because the Rambam says here, lito lulav k'moy leishiv basuka. Before you do it, you say le with a lamed leishiv. Mikara tolomed. He says, mitzvahs that you're not mechuyev to do, it's a reshus, so you say al, you don't say le. So you have to think by sukkah, it's really a reshus, you're not mechuyev. If you want to eat, so you have to sit in the sukkah, so it's also like a reshus. So maybe since they were mesak in the first night, leisher basukkah, so it's already a takon of a brocha, matbe aloshim for always. B'chachu meborich al bior chometz. The same thing he says is also by chometz. He's meborich al bior chometz. He doesn't say livayar chometz. He says al bior chometz. Ben shebodak le'atzmoy, ben shebodak le'acherim. Doesn't matter if he's boidik for himself the chometz or he's boidik for others. Shemisho shegoma b'liboy levatel. From the minute he's machlit and he wants to be mevatel, nasis mitzvahs abir kodem sheivdek moshis bar bin kodesh. The Rambam says that once he was machlit, he's going to be mevatel, he already was mekayim mitzvahs bir. That's already called bitul. Memele already was mekayim the mitzvah. You don't say levi or chometz, you say al bir chometz, just like by lulav, he already was mekayim. So it's mefurish in this Rambam Yochas Brochas that you say al bir chometz, and the minute he wanted to be mevayer, so he's already mekayim the mitzvah of bitul. You see, mefurish that the union of bitul, there's no difference between yodua and any yodua. If it would be a difference, so the Rambam would say that you say albir, you say levayer chometz because he has chometz yodua also. And the Rambam is not mechalik. So memele, it's mashma from here, like the second verse in the Rambam, that there's no difference between chometz yodua and chometz sheino yodua. We'll conclude our a shir about Bedikim and Tashbisu here.